Tachas Otsim Parabeis Mishnah Zayin Aleh Yerokum. The leaves of vegetables. The Rukim is starfin, Ulevanim Einam is starfin. While the leaves are still green, they combine with the vegetable for the size of the bed. And the leaves, while they're green, are also considered oichel, they're also fit to be eaten. So therefore, they combine with the oichel to be makabel to them. But once the leaves have turned white, they're no longer edible, and therefore, they would not combine with the vegetable to be makabel to them. Rabbi Lezer by Sadek Oimer, Halavanim is starfin, Bekrov, Menei Shehen oichel. Rabbi Lezer by Sadek said, the leaves of cabbage, even once they turn white, combine with the cabbage from a kabbal tumah, since even while they're white, they're still edible. And the leaves of horseradish, even once they turn white, would combine with the horseradish for the size of a bed and some other things, not because they're edible. And the leaves of a horseradish, once they're white, are no longer edible, but they act as a shimer. They protect the edible parts of the horseradish, is therefore, since they are a shomer, they combine with the horseradish, you know, kava tuma, and to combine for the side of the bed, and tommy other things. Sechel uksim parabeis mishnah ches, alei betzalim, ubenei betzalim, the leaves of onions, and the center stem of onions. M'yesh ben rir, mishtarin, b'kamoshahen. If they have liquid inside of them, then when we measure them to see if they're the size of a bed or a tommy other thing, we would measure them as they are. We don't have to squeeze it together, since the inside of it is filled with liquid. And yeshbem chalam and maich es chalol. If it has an empty space inside of them, then when we measure it to see if it's the size of a bed, we first have to squeeze it together to push together the part that is empty inside of it, as that part of it would not count towards the size of a bed. Pasus gonia. A spongy loaf of bread, when we measure it to see if it's the size of a bear, we would measure it as it is. We don't have to squeeze it in order to make the size smaller. We can measure it just like it is, and if it's the size of a bear, it would be metami other things. But if there's an empty space inside of the bread, in such a case, we'd have to squeeze together the empty space before we measure it to see if there is a bear. Basar ha'ego shenitzvah. The flesh of a cat that has been swelled by cooking, and the flesh of an old animal that became smaller by cooking, they are measured as they are after cooking. We wouldn't say, well, since the cat, when it was alive, was smaller than a bear, even though now that it's been cooked at the side of a bear, it should not count towards a bear. We don't say that, since now it's a bear, it doesn't matter that before it was cooked, it was less than a bear. And so too, the flesh of a skin, an older animal that became smaller after it was cooked, and now it's less than the size of a bear, we would not say that since before it was cooked it was the size of a bear, even though now it's less than the size of a bear, that we would consider it the size of a bear. We don't say that. Instead, since right now it has become smaller and it's no longer the size of a bear, it does not have the sufficient size to entertain other things.